The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Let's go, baby!
Are you ready for a break?
Yes.
Are you ready for a break?
Absolutely.
Ready for a break?
Yeah, and so much for that.
It's time for The Break on DallasCowboys.com.
We were on the break!
With Ambar Garcia, Brian Broaddus, Patrick Walker, and Derek Eagleton.
It is Friday, January 12th, 2024, season 19, episode number 107. Welcome to the latest edition of The Break. We are live from the SWBC Mortgage Studios at the Star, and it is our job today to get you ready for Cowboys versus Packers, week one of the NFL playoffs. We're going to talk about some different aspects of that game, some keys to the game. In the second segment, we're going to get to a segment that Amber has for us, which I'm going to start calling AGAF. Because Amber's segment is always just about a mood. So we're just going to call it
so
AGAF.
So the AF is exactly what I think it is.
Yeah, we're just going to say AGAF.
No, spell it out for me.
No,
we shall not.
Everybody knows. We're just going to start calling it AGAF, and
sounds
who knows what we're going to have today. But I'm sure she'll have.
Is pretty it appropriate. Yeah,
is it perfect?
It's pretty apropos.
If there's any person in this building you could say AGAF,
yeah,
there we go. 100, it works.
100%.
All right, we'll do that in the second segment. In third segment, we got some
welcome
questions.
Welcome back, Amber.
That's right.
from you guys that we've gotten from Twitter. We'll also get to some picks. We're going to pick all the games in the NFL playoffs this weekend, so y'all get ready for that. Let's go ahead and jump right into Cowboys versus Packers. Oh, I know what I was going to do. Real quick, before we get started on that, happy birthday to our
trusted producer,
Mr. Chris Beam. What are you like, 47 now, 49, 52?
Six. Thanks.
46. Six.
Yes.
46. All right, you're getting up there. I see the grays coming in.
You're on fire today. Just attacking people
for no reason. Attack. That's,
the text line killed me today.
He was able to find the right sweetener for his coffee this morning.
Look, I got no problem with gray hair because gray hair means you earned every one of those.
Yes.
I love gray.
Yes,
I'm waiting for all mine to come in.
There's a story in each one of these gray.
You earned those.
There's a story.
All right, let's jump in.
And the lack of hair, what does that mean?
Oh, I don't know.
That's also a story.
That means you've been working at the Cowboys for a long
time.
That's also a story. Ask Brian.
Yeah.
It'll do it.
5-11 seasons.
Right.
Do
it'll
that
do
to
it.
You. Three in a
it'll
row. Right. Hey, that, by the way, Patrick is living up to the motto, if it's free, I'll take three.
Yes.
If I have to pay,
100%.
No way. So, yeah. Patrick with the free
seize everything, especially if it's free.
Yeah, if it's seize the free T-shirt, if you can get it.
Right. Yeah. Well, they did hand these out to employees.
They did.
Yeah. And I think they're going to be available for the general public.
Sure they are.
Yeah,
they
are.
Sure they are.
For purchase.
I'm guessing at working here,
no,
I'm guessing they're going to be available.
$32, you can have one.
They're already fans who tweeting some pictures about it, so they've already got theirs ready. And then the Cowboys, I confirmed with PR, they will have the Seize Everything white towels on each one of the seats at AT&T Stadium. So Cowboys are hoping for the whiteout or as much as possible anyway.
Yeah, so for the whiteout, if you're going to the game, make sure you wear your white because there will probably be some Packers fans. We'll need as much white as
green
we can get.
Yes.
So make sure
green
it looks right. The aesthetic has to look right. So make sure you wear your white if you're coming to the game this weekend.
Yeah.
All right, Green Bay versus Dallas. Let's start first with the most important key for the Dallas offense. Let's go around the table. Let's start with you, Brian.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to with Dallas's ability to be able to handle the edge rush from the Packers. I think the one thing the Packers do well on defense is their ability to sack you and put pressure on you. And it comes from a couple of different guys. But, you know, you can't allow Gary to dictate how this game goes for the Cowboys. You have to be able to block the twist fronts when they move, and you have to be able to handle him off the edge. They can make plays against the secondary if they could just handle that front. And at home, they generally do a pretty good job of that. It's going to be about your right tackle in this one. It's going to be about your center in this one as well. I think everybody else is kind of can handle the things one-on-one, but those other two need to make sure that this game's taken care of in that way.
Yeah, I agree. I think as long as the line does enough for Dak and he's not constantly feeling under pressure or getting sacked, then it should be okay. Even if this is a game where Green Bay's defense tries to target CeeDee Lamb and take him out of the game, Dallas does have a bunch of different other weapons that I think are reliable and that Dak can find and target and connect with. So the key in this game to me is just Dak.
I think that Dak Prescott, obviously big key to the game in the passing attack and being able to expose a poor Packer secondary. But I think the biggest key for me is you got to contain Aaron Jones between the 20s. You got to make sure that he's not one of the reasons or the key reason that the Packers are able to move the ball and move the chains ahead of getting into the red zone, which is where they typically struggle. But if you can bottle up Aaron Jones and keep him from averaging 5.5 yards per carry, contain him on those screen routes out of the backfield, things like that, it's going to make for a very, very long day for Jordan Love. And I think if that happens, then Micah Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, and those guys, they can have a day.
Okay, since you jumped ahead on me and told me
you flipped to the other side.
I'm going to now ask you, give me the key for the Dallas offense.
See, this is what happens when I'm waving to the kids.
You were all into the kids.
I'll be a man of the people.
I love the kids. Right?
Okay, so now you want the key for the offense.
Yeah,
okay.
The Cowboys offense.
That's where we started, yeah.
Cowboys offense.
Okay, hold on. Bring me back.
You just did Cowboys defense.
Yes.
Now give me Cowboys offense, and we'll go and get their Cowboys defense.
Oh, okay. I got you. Right? So Cowboys offense. Biggest key on the Cowboys offense is going to be Dak Prescott. I mean, I'm with Amber on that one. I think that we talked about it yesterday. I think this is a game where Tony Pollard and Rico Dowdle could have a solid, if not a big day, against the Packers run defense. But I don't think you try to go into this game using the run to set up the pass. I think when you look at the coverage struggles for the Packers, you have to use the pass to set up the run, stretch the field, open up that scoreboard, get up on, 7, 10, 14 point lead, then, that is a quasi form of playing defense as well. That applies pressure to Jordan Love. So let Dak Prescott cook, let CeeDee Lamb cook, get CeeDee Lamb involved early in this game. Don't let us question why he's not involved in the middle of the second quarter or at halftime. You got to use your best weapon to try to take these guys out.
Well, did I do it right defense, that time? Yes. Okay. Now on the other
fans.
Side of the
blame
ball.
The fans. Like Darius Slay. I blame the fans.
Take accountability. Yeah. Take accountability, please.
No.
Now on the other, on the flip side, to me, I think this is a great matchup everywhere for the Cowboys defense against the Packers offense. I think they match up really well on every level. But the key for this game would be playing clean football. Don't come out there and start drawing flags and making penalties. Sam, get your act together on special teams and everything.
Sam,
so to me, it's just
this week.
Play clean football. Yeah. And then I think they should be more than well dominating this game.
Make this quarterback have to throw the ball 40 times.
Mm. Ooh, that's tasty.
And, because that means you've probably eliminated what they can do. Your offense has probably put up some points. I think if you find a way to speed this quarterback up, he gets a little bit anxious, and sometimes he's not as accurate as he needs to be. The last several weeks, though, he's been an outstanding quarterback. But my thing is try and make this guy throw the ball 40 times, because I think if you make him throw more than 40 times, it won't be comfortable for him to have to deal this way. So the play caller, kind of keep him off balance a little bit, but make this quarterback have to make those throws.
Yeah, and interestingly, the Cowboys have been pretty good against the run since the Buffalo game. If they can do the same thing this weekend, it does put a lot of pressure on their passing game. Yeah. And by the way, they got some capable receivers.
They absolutely
They're
do.
Young, but they yeah, got some capable receivers.
Do.
So just saying put it in his hands, I think that's still going to be – Cowboys are still going to have to be really good in the secondary and get pressure in order to nullify
strength,
that offense.
Yeah, the strength of this Dallas defense, as we all know all year, is pressure.
Yeah.
Usually if you can – Dallas it gets into a game where it turns into pressure, they're going to have some success.
Yeah, Christian Watson had, three touchdowns last year when the Cowboys played them?
He was Randy Moss with Aaron Rodgers.
They're young.
He was terrible until that game.
Yeah, and all of a sudden just showed up.
And then from that point on, he started making plays.
Keep an eye on the injury report
for Green Bay today, by the way.
100%. Kyler Alexander, he was downgraded yesterday to DNP from limited.
Yeah, ankle.
Right, ooh. Ankle. LaFleur said on Wednesday, I went back and looked to try to find the reason why what happened there. The coach called it a quote-unquote freak accident or freak injury. Basically, it was a jog through on Wednesday, and Alexander rode his ankle on somebody's foot.
Yeah.
So I believe that given the magnitude of the game that he'll play, but it's hard enough to defend CeeDee Lamb on two good ankles.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, if you're playing and you got a bad ankle, that ain't good either.
Yeah, and bad enough where he's missing practice a couple days before. So like Brian said, something to definitely keep an eye on there. As far as Cowboys injury report, they're trending in the right direction. Gilmore returned in a limited capacity yesterday. And everybody else is on schedule. Zach, I spoke with him yesterday, Zach Martin. He said the first 36 hours of that illness was pretty much a butt kicker, which we knew it would be, and I can attest to that. But he said he's feeling a lot better. He's ready to go. Tyler Smith, he's ready to go. So the Cowboys are trending in the right direction. But when you talk about A.J. Dillon and you talk about Alexander, Packers are not trending in the right direction. So.
All right. Zach Fowler sent us a question. I thought this was interesting as a precursor to the game. He says, who's one role player on offense that we're not talking about who could make a big impact this weekend? Brian, let's start with you.
It is – now, do you consider – what do you consider Cooks?
He would be in that category.
Okay, I think this is – because if it turns into, say, Alexander does find his health, and is able, he's going to travel with Lamb. He's going to go with him in the slot. He's going to go with him on left and right. This could be a game where it be. But he did a great job against Alexander last year in this football game, and he's been great all year. But a guy that could make a bunch of big plays in this game is, I think if you match Cooks up with the safeties, and you force them to have to play with their safeties in coverage, or you have to play with their dime or their other corner as well. This could be a problem for them to have to deal with Cooks. He's a vertical player, as we've seen. He's a red zone player, as we've seen. He's good underneath. This could be a troublesome game for the Packers having to deal with him.
He's definitely a weapon and one that tends to, more often than not, get open and be open and find his way into the end zone. But I would say, I would like to see some of Turpin back on offense. Okay. Yeah. I think Spicy. That could be a very, very explosive weapon that if they use him, I mean, we've seen it this season and then kind of disappear. Yeah. They haven't used him a whole
that
lot
might be
or
the
anything.
Setup for it,
but I think bringing him back into the mix could be something that just kind of helps them out, kind of add another spark into the offense.
I remember a victory at Lambeau Field with Lucky Whitehead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Plays. Yep. And it was right before half. Dallas was facing a third down, and they handed him a jet sweep. They get the first, and now all of a sudden Dak and them are on the march, and they throw the corner route to our guy, the golfer, who's the golfer now, lives in Arizona. He got the 12 men on the
Bryce?
Bryce Butler.
Bryce Butler.
Yeah, I couldn't remember his name. I knew he was a golfer. I knew he got 12 men. I mean, Butler, he throws the touchdown to Butler in the end zone. A really nice play, by the way. So, yeah, you're to your point, somebody like that has shown before maybe limited snaps, but all of a sudden, huge play in the game to kind of get the game to go in the right direction for you.
I'm going to stick with, and I think Cooks definitely, it goes without saying, Turpin, I love that one, certainly, because like you said, it's kind of disappeared, which I feel like now that you mention it, could be a setup for reappearing when it matters most, which would be in the playoffs. I'm going to stick with my X factor in Jake Ferguson, though. I think Jake Ferguson, I think he's due. I mean, he's kind of ramped up, not a great pass, or two games out of the last three, kind of ramped up nicely, 6 receptions, 69 yards against the Commanders. I think that when you look at his skill set, what he can do to opposing defenses as compared to what the Packers struggle at as far as covering in the middle of the field, linebackers who don't like to cover, they prefer to blitz. I think this is a game where Jake Ferguson can possibly tap on that 100-yard mark, maybe add a touchdown to that because he's also a red zone threat in addition. So I think, and when you add Yak to it as well, I think Jake Ferguson can have a really big day, and that would really open things up for CeeDee Lamb and Brandon Cooks especially.
Yeah, you could carry this thing a little bit further on those tight ends, and if they're going to get in 12 personnel because they can't, they want to scheme. Well, not scheme, but maybe Hendershot. Hendershot hadn't shown, he's starting to kind of work his way back into. If Dallas is saying, listen, your linebackers are not good enough, your safeties aren't good enough to cover, we're going to scheme you in 12 personnel to make you have to cover these guys. So those kind of matchups, like that's the deep, deep, deep kind of guy that might have a good game for you.
Yeah, Hendershot is that guy that I would think
two or three catches.
Yeah, he could be a magic kid.
That can make, and it's not that it's the number, it is just their big plays.
Yeah.
They're big plays in moments when you really need a play.
Just one or two.
See that. Yeah, exactly.
Well timed. One or two well timed.
And that's the playoffs too. Like in the playoffs, you need all hands on deck. It'll be the guys that come in and make plays that people aren't really expecting to make those plays.
Now that song's going to get stuck in my head, Brian. You need a hero.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Let's flip to the defensive side. Give me one X-factor player that we're not talking about who could make a big impact on this game.
Give me Damone Clark. I'll take Damone Clark, especially after seeing the game he had against the Commanders. If he gives you another game like that against Green Bay, and then you defeat Green Bay, and then going forward, then that would just be fantastic, because what we saw against the Commanders is the version of Damone Clark we've been waiting to see as far as taking the year two leap in this Cowboys defense. So as far as him being able to help stop the run, and I talked a moment ago about, I feel like one of the biggest keys is stopping Aaron Jones between the 20s. I think Marquise Bell will show up well. Yeah. And I think that Donald, he's hitting his prime. Jordan is hitting his prime. But give me Damone Clark as that guy that is flying under the radar that might actually be a real big impact guy in this game on Sunday.
I think I would go with someone like Jaron Curse. And it's all out of me feeling a vibe, okay? Yeah, okay. To my vibe detector. He just has this demeanor. And every time after a win, even when they win games, he's just so locked in and focused. And you see him sometimes just angry or upset. Like, he's not content with the results that they've gotten so far. So I think this is a game leading up to this week that he's locked in and he's going to make a few big plays for the Cowboys defense.
Dante Fowler is going to play 12 plays and have a sack.
Or two.
That's your guy.
That's my guy.
That's your guy.
This is the type of game that Dante Fowler will shine in. He's going to get in there. He's going to find a way to win with his quickness, his ability to use his pass rush moves. He's not going to play a lot of plays, but he's going to find a way to get a sack when they need one. So Dante Fowler is going to be my guy.
All right, let's take our first break. When we come back, we'll get a little bit of AGAF. We'll do that for a segment.
I don't like it. It's not sticking with me.
It works
for me. It sticks.
It works for me. I thought about it last night, and by the time I woke up this morning, I was like, it still feels right. That feels right to me.
I love it.
All right, we're going to take our first break. We'll be back. DallasCowboys.com radio.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Cowboys fans, after that move, we've just coined the term Rowdy Replay. Let's roll back the tape.
Okay, there's our mascot Rowdy cheering on the boys, and now he's on his phone on his Bank of America mobile banking app?
Staying on top of his finances with his virtual financial assistant, Erica.
Bank of America's digital tools are so impressive. Cowboys fans just can't stop banking. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/can't stop banking.
Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome back into Dear Doctor, the show where I answer life's questions with an ice-cold can of Dr. Pepper. Sheila, let's hear from our next caller, would you?
Dear Doctor, my friend supported me during a tough time, but what's the right gift that says, thanks for being a shoulder to cry on?
Okay, this one's easy. I say, give her a delicious Dr. Pepper. Nothing says, thanks, girl, better than a one-of-a-kind soda. Yes, any Dr. Pepper flavor will do. Now, just a reminder that I don't need to be a real doctor to know that Dr. Pepper is the one you deserve.
They say champions are remembered, but legends are never forgotten. United Ag and Turf offers a winning lineup of John Deere equipment built to tackle any challenge on and off the field. Legendary John Deere tractors, combines, residential mowers, commercial mowers, compact construction equipment, Gator utility vehicles, and a full line of golf and sports turf equipment. United Ag and Turf, the official Ag and Turf equipment supplier of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit UnitedAgandTurf.com to find a location near you.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to the break.
Now, this will be the last thing you hear from me today. You know the drill, Cowboys Nation. White out at AT&T Stadium this weekend. Show up for our boys as they take on the Green Bay Packers in the 2023 NFL. NFL wild card round in an all-white game outfit. Head to the pro shop near you or log on to shopdallascowboys.com, a Fanatics experience to find your whiteout gear. They tried to trick me on this thing. They put, like, take on the X. Take on the X.
Because we didn't know when we wrote that who we'd be playing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so we'll take on the Packers. Good old X.
Nice.
Almost said X. They will take on X.
Good way to adapt. Good way to adapt. All right. Yeah. We're in the second segment of Break Live from the SWBC Mortgage Studios at the Star. This segment brought to you by Blockchain.com. And Blockchain is so excited to bring to you AGAF. Amber, take over. What you
game
got?
Time decision. Where you going?
All right, we're going to play the alphabet game.
Oh, all right.
This could very well go down the drain, but we have a backup game, which is the meme game. That's
don't need
always
a backup game. Just let it ride.
All right. Off so we're going to do it first. The alphabet game, I'll give you a topic, and then you start naming things from the first letter, A, B, C, and as we go around. So we're going to do a practice round.
Okay.
Boys.
Let's do it.
We're going to start off with fruits.
Okay.
So, Derek, you start.
Apple.
Banana.
Kumquat.
What?
I think that's a fruit.
It just is. Say kumquat.
It is, but cherry was right there for you.
Right, cherry was right there. He was like, kumquat, kumquat.
I was thinking the most difficult thing you could ask. I think I spelled it right, too. Maybe I didn't.
I have no idea how to spell it. I have no idea.
I don't think I've ever had one before.
Let's see.
Okay.
That's no, it's K.
Oh.
It's K. No C in kumquat.
Okay.
This is off to a bad
start,
Amber.
Should we proceed with this game or move on to the meme
game?
We're
off. We're off.
Good try. As long as I'm not third, I guess we're okay.
Okay, we'll start this way.
Oh,
so I'll be the idiot. Okay, that's fine. Let's do
and
it.
Then, so.
Cherry, okay.
When you run out of.
I hate cherries. No, I don't. I really like cherries.
We're going to keep going around, and then when you run out, you can say, okay. I'm out, but then I'll switch the topic then.
Okay.
And so we'll keep going.
Okay. We're really leaning on you.
Whenever we get to me, we might be out every time.
Maybe I should sit out after a C.
All right. Cowboys player name. And it could be first name or last name. Starting with A. This one is easy.
This one is right there.
Can I go first? Go ahead.
Ryan, no, you're going to run out of... This one is easy. Starting with A, Cowboys player whose name starts with A.
First or last?
Armstrong. George Armstrong.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
First or last name?
Yes.
Armstrong. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
We were just talking about, I'm going with Brandon. Brandon Cooks.
Yes.
Yeah.
CD.
Hey,
that's two. Does that count for two?
No, his name is still
CD. Double credit. CD. Yeah.
I'm not playing.
Dak. Oh, you got to keep going.
Dak. Good.
Yeah.
E?
Yeah.
E.
Past or present?
Oh, past or present.
Oh.
Go ahead. Let's.
I got
let's
one
Eric
for
Williams.
You.
Eric,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Eric, he was a tackle back in the day.
Also no C.
Yeah.
Adoga.
That was a good one.
Adoga, yeah.
Let's see.
Are we at F now?
F.
Yeah, we're at F.
Past or present?
Frank?
We have one on the team right now with an F. He mentioned him. As he he's
Ferguson.
Ferguson.
I'm not good at this kind of stuff.
Or Fowler.
Oh, Fowler.
Yeah, Fowler. Fowler. That's I was thinking Ferguson. G.
G.
George T.
H.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. H.
Oh, God.
H. H. See, the problem is it makes you.
I got one.
Chris, you want to tap in?
Yeah.
Go for it, Chris.
Hendershot?
Hendershot. There you go. Okay.
Right. And I'll go with Israel.
Okay.
For I.
Okay. J.
Okay.
Jimmy Johnson.
Okay.
Jaron Curse.
L.
Lamb.
M.
That was the loophole.
Micah.
N.
N.
This is hard.
It is.
N.
Because you can't think.
Present. Hold on.
N. I can't.
I got one.
N.
Tap in.
Tap in, Chris.
Nashawn Wright.
There you go.
There you go.
Beam's got the roster up.
Right, I know. Yeah, no. Right.
Beam okay, is so, known no. to cheat. I've seen it if you're playing games.
Wait, I got O. Orlando Scandrick.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, P.
I got one.
Peyton Hendershot.
Yes. Parsons. Q.
Ready for some trauma? Quincy.
Quincy Carter. That's a good one.
That R. is trauma. That is trauma. Oh, okay. R.
Oh, I got one.
Me too.
You want me to tap in?
Sure.
Rolando.
What? Rolando McClain?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I was going to Rayfield Wright.
Nice. Yeah, that's been a good one.
S.
S. Sam Williams.
T.
Turpin.
And I'm back.
You.
Doesn't count.
I know.
That was the U.
You.
I don't think they have it.
They might not.
I'm trying to think of past players I can think of.
Yeah.
Probably a guy that, like in 1962, didn't make the final roster, but was on like the training camp roster.
I bet Nick is like right now feverishly trying to text me one that he's got. I can't think of you. We're out. I don't think I had a U.
All right.
Is there one Beamer?
Can you think of a U?
I can't think of one right now.
Okay.
Like I said, Nick will probably be hitting me here in a second, I'm sure. Like, you idiots. Yeah. You forgot this person.
All right.
And there he is. I love how... Oh, no, he didn't even have a U, I don't think.
Okay.
Okay. Football equipment.
Okay.
Anything related to football equipment. This could be a Band-Aid. This could... You know, anything that involves football in the sport. Oh, Ryan, do you want to start with A?
Ace bandage.
You said equipment? Just equipment in general?
Yeah.
Stuff that they have to have at the game. All right, got it.
B.
Tap in.
I just said one.
Yeah, I know, but he's. I didn't want to go there because he said ace bandage. Two, but okay, Band-Aid.
Bandage is fine.
Okay.
Or I'll brace.
How about a ball?
Brace.
Ball.
Okay. Which is all right.
And you're a writer.
All right.
And you're a writer.
All right.
Which is worse?
That's my resignation.
Which
Derek.
Is worse, cherry
or ball?
Or ball.
Yeah. I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
This is the SEC for you now.
I'm out of here.
Right. I've joined the SEC now.
Your level of intelligence.
Hey, real quick. Real quick, Nick gave us a U, as I thought he would. Demetrius Underwood.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Okay.
All right. Cups for the Gatorade. Cups.
Oh, those cups. Okay.
Yeah.
Either way.
It could be either way. Either way.
D.
Ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
Can we tap in?
Tap in.
A dummy.
Oh, a dummy. Yeah. Dummy, yes. Dummy.
That
yes.
works on this show.
Come on, Brian.
Dummy.
E.
Equipment. It counts.
Is that a thing that you can hold?
Yeah, it's everything.
Yeah, it's all
the things. It's everything. It's all the things I've learned from the master.
Yeah. Football.
It still counts.
Yeah.
Loopholes.
Sure.
She's like, goalpost.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
H.
I mean, you look at me like, oh, idiot. Which is true.
No, H. you got that one.
Well, I got one.
Go for it, Brian.
Hand warmers.
Good. Oh, yeah, winter. Okay.
Or a helmet.
And then I'll go the opposite. With ice. They need ice. Okay. Lots of ice.
Oh.
Yeah.
So wait, did you skip it?
No, he got it from me. Yeah.
J.
Jock.
There you go.
K.
Could go either way. Let me focus.
I got one.
Oh, no. Let me try this. Where am I? K. Ketamine?
I'm trying to throw this thing off the tracks.
K. What you got, Beamer?
I was like kicking tee.
Kicking tee.
Yeah, kicking
tee. I would have just said T. Okay. Kicking tee.
L.
L.
Packers on Sunday.
That's what I was going to say.
L.
Dang it.
Packers on. Oh.
Yeah. Come on, Texas.
It's not equipment. I can't get an L. I can't think of an L.
Laces for the shoulder pads.
Do they still have laces on their pads?
Yeah.
Or the shoes.
Or the shoes, yeah.
Yeah, on the shoes for sure. All right. Sure. Go for it.
M.
Mouthpiece.
N.
God, I'm not doing great at this one.
This is embarrassing for a writer, honestly.
I would be embarrassed.
I'm not a writer.
I appreciate it.
He is.
Hey, you knew Hellman did everything for me, so yeah, don't look at me.
It's the anxiety, and I know you can relate to that, right? It's the anxiety.
If you need it.
Go for it, Beamer.
So a neck roll.
Oh,
nice. You know what I'm
saying? Shoulder like pad.
That's a good one.
Hmm. Oh. Hmm. Come on, you got to bring something.
No, you've shattered my self-esteem. Oh, I'm just joking. She so hasn't. I'll do O. Okay, O. Oxygen.
Oh, good call.
That's actually a good one. That's a really good call.
See?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, wow, that was
pow.
Okay, P, I'll say pads.
Pads.
Like knee pads.
Yeah.
And Q.
Quarterback. No. Quarterback communication. It's the quarterback in the helmet.
I don't think that's what that's called.
It's called.
The judges have ruled.
The actual equipment is called that?
I think it's called the quarterback communication. Yeah.
I think so.
All right. I got a ding. Did you hear the ding?
Okay.
The official referee.
Okay.
The referee of cheat.
You know, I will confirm when we get out of here. Okay. R.
R. Referee is an equipment.
You guys are just.
Referee isn't. Is he's not equipment?
No, I don't think so.
Referee's whistle?
That's good.
That's a good try. Good attempt, but no. Let's see. R. I'm going through pregame and everything in my head. Practice. R.
A resistance band?
That's a good one.
Resistance band.
That is a good one.
A rule book?
Rule book. Ooh, I like that.
S.
I actually have two. We can do shoes or we can do seats. Either one.
Now you're just showing off.
Right. Yeah.
T.
Hey, when I got some, I got to go with it because I ain't going to always have them.
Is time up yet on the show? Towels.
Yes. You.
You because always get some.
You keep giving me the hard ones. That's what.
I usually have you, but we skipped that other one, so now you got to do it.
I know. Underwear.
Underwear. That's what I was going to say. Underwear.
Yeah, I call that a strap, though, but okay.
Tights. I mean, that could be another.
Underwear.
I mean, it's
different.
Yeah.
Look, you didn't have one, so just take it.
No. I don't want it like that.
You're getting picky with the handoff?
I don't want it like that.
Okay, this one's going to come kind of out of left field, but I know for one specific player, past player, it was a part of the equipment of making sure he had this every game, Vaseline, Michael Irvin.
Yeah.
He used to talk about how he needed it on slips after the game, so. Vaseline. Yeah.
What were you?
W.
Water.
Sure.
Like it.
Water bottle. Okay.
Yep.
X.
X-ray.
Oh.
X-ray machine. Yes.
Why?
Yellow Gatorade. What? Where's my ding? Where's my ding?
No.
Ah! He gave you one?
Yes, he did.
Now, is it yellow or is it green?
Well, in this instance, it's yellow.
You guys are ridiculous. Z.
Zipper on the jacket.
There it is.
I thought you were going to say zebras, but sure, that works.
There it is.
All right.
We got all the way through.
We did.
Look at that.
Cheating and everything. But
when you woke up today and you envisioned this game, was it just how it went?
No.
You thought
I think it was all right.
It's going to be entertaining, at least?
I mean, I had a few good laughs.
Okay. Anything that shows how dumb we are
expense.
works for the listening audience because they get to say y'all are dumb.
It was funny. That was fun.
We're going to take our final break. We will come back. It's time to get into some picks. We'll talk a little bit about these games that are coming up. I'll have a question for these guys about the players. If the Cowboys get past this round, who they most or would not want to see in the second round. We'll do that. And we'll make our picks in the final segment of the break in just a moment. We'll be back.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure.
It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Don't put off getting your oil changed, Dallas. Take 5 Oil Change, a proud partner of the Cowboys, is faster than you think. There's no appointment needed and no waiting room. Yep, you heard that correctly. Take 5 is so fast, you don't even have to get out of your car. You can take advantage of Take 5's fast, friendly, and simple service at any of their locations across the Dallas area. And remember, at Take 5, you stay in your car because they're faster than you think. Take 5, the official oil change of the Dallas Cowboys.
It's the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys, Jack Black. And right now, Cowboys fans can get 15% off their $75 order. Plus, because every deal needs a playmaker, your order will include a free 5-piece skincare set and free shipping. The Jack Black Playmaker is 4 of Jack's favorites and a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Make a play for the playmaker at getjackblack.com/cowboys with the code CowboysVIP. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys with the code CowboysVIP.
They say champions are remembered, but legends are never forgotten. United Ag and Turf offers a winning lineup of John Deere equipment built to tackle any challenge on and off the field. Legendary John Deere tractors, combines, residential mowers, commercial mowers, compact construction equipment, Gator utility vehicles, and a full line of golf and sports turf equipment. United Ag and Turf, the official Ag and Turf equipment supplier of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit unitedagandturf.com to find a location near.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You.
Back to the break.
Hey, we got the right team here. Your Dallas Cowboys return home to take on the Green Bay Packers in the wild card round of the 2023 playoffs. Get ready to white out AT&T Stadium on Sunday, January 14th at 3:30 p.m. on Fox. It's time to seize everything. For playoff updates, visit DallasCowboys.com/playoffs.
Welcome back. It is the final segment of the break, live from the SWBC Mortgage Studios at the Star. Let's talk a little bit about the games coming up this weekend. I want to start first with if the Cowboys should happen to get past this game against the Green Bay Packers, I want you to put in order. There are three teams they could possibly play in the second round. I want you to put in order from the one you think is a best matchup for the Cowboys all the way to the one you think is the worst matchup. You're talking about Tampa Bay, Philadelphia, and Detroit. Let's put them in order. Let's start with you, Patrick.
Tampa Bay, Philadelphia.
Best to worst, right?
You can put them in. You put them in order. The one you want
to play.
Best matchup versus worst matchup.
Yeah.
The three of them. Tampa Bay, Philly, Detroit. Those are the three you could possibly play in the second round.
Best matchup. Tampa Bay, Philly, Detroit. I'm going to go with Philly as the best matchup. And I say that because I think Philly is cooked. And their secondary is just ridiculously horrible. Cowboys offense is very, very good. And, of course, second round, if the Cowboys advance, guess where that's played? Here at AT&T Stadium, where the Cowboys offense is explosive. So I don't think the Philadelphia Eagles secondary has anything for Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and those guys. So that's the best matchup. From there, I'm going to go with Tampa as the second. I think Baker Mayfield is capable. I know Mike Evans is capable, but I don't think that Tampa would give the Cowboys as much of a challenge as the Detroit, as a rematch with the Detroit Lions would. I think the Detroit Lions, they would be out for revenge, obviously. Good news, they still have to come back to AT&T Stadium to get that revenge. But offensively, I think they could put up more points than those other two teams against the Cowboys. So, yeah. So, best matchup for the Cowboys would be the Eagles, and then Tampa Bay. Most challenging one for me would be Detroit.
Absolutely, I agree.
Pretty good for a writer.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. Okay. All right.
No, for this one, I have the same exact opinion. I think number one, and that's if the Eagles get through.
Right.
But I think the Cowboys tend to match up really well against the Eagles. I mean, it's always, even when they lose, it's always a very competitive game, and they can compete against that team. And I think. They're going downhill on their team and just everything since the last time the Cowboys even faced them. So I would agree Philly, then Tampa, mainly because Detroit, I still think they are a challenge. They still have a lot of very powerful weapons. And I think after the end of that game here at AT&T Stadium, a rematch, they would come out with everything that they possibly can to kind of get that revenge in that game.
Tampa, Philly, Detroit for me.
I think exactly like you. I mean, fact of the matter is, you can say whatever you want about Philly. It's still a division game.
Yeah.
Tampa, let's not bury the lead here. They're coming out of the NFC South. That was a horrible division. Mm-hmm. I'll take anybody out of the NFC South before anybody else. So I'll take them first, then Philadelphia, then Detroit.
Yeah.
All right, next question I have for you guys is, I want you to define for me what success would look like for the Cowboys for this season. There are four options. One, they've already achieved success because they've been 12-5 for three consecutive seasons. Two, going to a championship game. Three, going to the Super Bowl. Or four, winning a Super Bowl. Now, obviously, winning a Super Bowl is the ultimate success.
Right.
But what point do you feel like, hey, they've accomplished enough in my mind for what I expected from this team for this to be a successful season?
For me, it has to be, winning the Super Bowl. And I say that also in the context of you have no clue what your defensive coaching staff looks like next year.
Yeah.
You have no clue as far as attrition goes, what players you can get back in free agency, Dorrance Armstrong, some of these other guys who are coming back or coming up for contract negotiations. You have no clue. Your window is right now. It's not now plus next year. It's right now. So I understand there could be an argument for a semblance of success if they make it to the NFC Championship game, if they get past that game and make it at least to the Super Bowl, even if they don't win the Super Bowl. That's, I can't view it like that. Like, it has to be right now, because you may not get another team like this that's coached this well in all three phases with as much talent on the roster in all three phases. It's got to be right now.
Man, I like what you're saying there. I really, really do, because I feel like that there's – you probably got the best quarterback in the NFC playing for you right now, and you got to take advantage of that. And I kind of thought getting past San Francisco and getting to the Super Bowl would be a really good thing, because I think playing, say, the Ravens is going to be difficult for anybody to have to deal with. But if you got to go now. Patrick's absolutely right. This team is not going to be the same. We don't know about all the contracts that they have to deal with. The coaching, the coaching thing could be way, way up in the air too. There's just you got to make hay while you can right now. You've got the best players in position to get this done. You just got to find a way to go do it. That would be the success for me.
Yeah, same. And that's not to say, and not to give credit for everything like Mike McCarthy has done. I think he's done an excellent job since he got here. And it has been a successful year, given everything that they've done this year and all the changes that they've done in recent, like even since last year. But it has to be. It has to be the Super Bowl, because, again, the Cowboys have gone to the playoffs a bunch of times before, never to the championship. but even then, that wouldn't be enough, just because everything that Patrick just said and Brian, like, there's no guarantee whatsoever. Well, it just isn't. Every year, the team looks completely different than the year before. So that's just going to be hard, very hard to kind of replicate what they currently have.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I at the end of the day, for me, though, if they get to a championship game, I feel like this is a successful season.
Sure.
Because guess what? They ain't been there. As you said, you said it kind of like they've never been there. I know what you were trying to say, but there are literally people that are listening to our show right now that were not alive the last time the Cowboys were at a championship game, in a championship game.
Yeah.
So I think getting to that next level just marks that off the list. I heard somebody saying the other day, it was a coach that's been in a Super Bowl and said, the great thing about winning a Super Bowl is it's the relief. People can't say anymore. It was on y'all's ear.
Yeah.
It was baseball. You had the John Blake.
John Blake.
Like, immediately after we won the championship, it was relief.
Yeah.
They can no longer say you're one of the teams that hasn't won it.
Right.
Right. And so I think part of this is Cowboys need to mark off some of those things. You can't say they didn't get to the championship. They can't get to the championship game. You can't say they can't get to the Super Bowl. So, yes, it'd be great for them to get to the Super Bowl. It'd be great for them to win another Super Bowl. But right now, just getting to the championship game for me is a success. I've never been to one since I've worked for the Cowboys. And so I think that, for me, would be a success. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through these games. I want to pick all the games they got coming up this weekend, playoff games. We got a total of six. Let's run through them. Cleveland at Houston. Who wins?
Houston.
Browns.
I go with Cleveland.
I go with Houston as well. So we got 2-2 on that one. All right, Miami at Kansas City. It's supposed to be pretty cold weather there. I think it's in the negative 30 wind chill.
Negative 30.
Yeah. Yeah. Might be the coldest game in NFL history.
Oh, Chiefs.
And this, look, and Miami has to go there.
Yeah.
If you've never been to Miami, it is the most humid place on the face of the planet year round.
Yeah.
And they're going to play in negative 30 degree. Okay. Yeah. Chiefs. Go ahead, Brian.
Miami lost their opportunity by losing to Buffalo last week.
Yep. Yep.
Give me Chiefs.
Yep.
How is that even allowed?
it's
football.
That's what the NFL.
How do they not cancel this game?
Go to somewhere else.
They don't care.
Neutral field, neutral
ice
stadium.
Ice bowl and things like that. No, man.
This is part of history. This
oh,
is,
Lord.
It will be.
This happens.
I don't envy them.
Yeah. This happens.
Tell you that much.
Better not have it cold. Those boogers are going to get frozen.
Miami fans ain't traveling for that game.
Nope.
Gosh,
no. I'm just going to go. Pick Kansas.
Yeah. Kansas City. I say Kansas City as well.
Man.
All right, Pittsburgh at Buffalo. And by the way, this one has winter weather.
Yeah.
Chris just sent me a picture.
Can't
it's
travel
like
this
snow
place.
Everywhere. Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be a snow game. Yeah. So what do you think, Pittsburgh versus Buffalo? Both those teams are from those types of environments. Right. So.
Give me Buffalo there.
Yeah, that's going to be a close one.
Quarterback's going to be the difference in that one.
And to that point, Buffalo.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, me too, Buffalo. All right, here we go to the NFC. Rams versus Detroit. At Detroit.
Rams.
Because
LaPorta is also dealing with
he hasn't practiced
this week
so far.
So, Rams.
As we talk about them, they're showing
I think Matthew Stafford cooks. It's a home game for Matthew Stafford.
I think it'll be a close one, but I think the Rams pull off the win.
Give me the Rams.
Me Rams, too. I think all of us are on the board there. Philadelphia at Tampa Bay.
I think Philly's cooked, man. Tampa. I think Mike Evans and Baker Mayfield just torched that secondary.
Tampa. Every time I said, they'll get a win now, they end up losing again in reference to Philly, I'm talking about.
Philly will run the ball in this game. Philly will win.
Yeah, me too. I think Philly's going to win this game. I think they'll get it right at least for a week, and then we'll see what happens.
They smashed him pretty good in week 3. I know it's a totally different team now from what you're talking about, Patrick. Yep. But, Philly will go back to that old game plan.
NFC South is still the NFC South. Yeah. All right, let's get to the game of the week. Cowboys, Packers at Dallas. Who do you think is going to win this game? Give me a score.
Go for it, Garcia.
Why are we even picking? Like, you know the answer. It's obvious. I mean, if we don't pick why are we doing
here?
Here
you go with the obvious.
I'm saying there's no way, even if you thought they were going to lose, you wouldn't pick the Packers, would you?
If I thought they were going to lose, yeah, I would. But I don't think they're going to lose. Would you like for me to go ahead and give mine?
Go ahead.
All right. Cowboys, if the Cowboys execute as they can, and if they eliminate self-inflicted wounds, this is a game where the Packers are capable, solid team, but they're not equals to the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys can walk away in this one. 42-17.
Okay.
34-24 Dallas.
All right.
35-14. Cowboys. I think, like I've said before, this is a great matchup, and I think the Cowboys just have everything that they need currently to be the one that comes out with the win this week.
All they got to do is be focused and play clean.
What I know about this team is when they've played teams like this at home this season, they've boat raced them. I don't think this is going to be very different. I think Cowboys win 37-20. I do think it'll be a close game at halftime, but I think as the Cowboys
tend to do,
I think by the second half, late in the second half, I think they go in the fourth quarter, they threw a 2 or 3 touchdowns, and they pull away 37-20. All right, we'll be back on Monday. I'm sorry, no, we will be back on Tuesday for a wrap-up of this game. On Monday, we're going to have some special shows that we'll do. We'll do a couple special shows. But stay tuned to the website. We'll give you a schedule, let you know what all is going to happen. But until then, for Patrick Walker, Brian Broaddus, Amber Garcia, I'm Derek Eagleton. This has been The Break, live on DallasCowboys.com Radio.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!